Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help. You save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Well, here's one we haven't talked about for couple months, mainly because he's been waiting in jail for a hearing. James Craig, he's the dentist from Aurora, Colorado, who is now facing first-degree murder charges for allegedly poisoning his wife, Angela Craig, using cyanide and an ingredient commonly found in eye drops. He just had a hearing this week, and we're going to reveal to you what took place in that hearing. I was completely unaware how dangerous eye drops are if consumed.
It's bad. And I know from working in the veterinary field, because sometimes dogs, especially like a lab or a beagle, they love to just grab stuff off the table and start eating it. And if a dog gets a hold of, say, a bottle of Visine, it could be toxic, deadly toxic. It takes 1 to 2 mils of this active ingredient that's in these. It's in the eye drops that get rid of redness. So it's not like allergy drops, but if you want to get rid of those bloodshot looking eyes after a good night of drinking, Visine and that type of eye drop, 1 to 2 mils, which is really just a few drops, is all it takes to poison somebody.
So it's okay to dump in your eyes, but it's not okay to consume orally.
Isn't that weird? And I think it has to do with how it's metabolized. And sure. And if it gets into the digestive system, it becomes more toxic that way. I'd have to look it up because I'm not sure of the mechanism. But yeah, I mean, a lot of times if you put in eye drops, you can taste them. I don't know if you've ever had that.
No, I mean, I always just kind of thought that eye drops were just like a saline type solution or something. And I don't know. I guess I never really thought much of it. I never thought like the little thing of Visine could be lethal. But I mean, and that's scary. And I said before we were on the air today, I said, this is going to be an interesting story. We're going to learn more about eye drops and how lethal they are. And somebody out there is going to get an idea. And
do we need to say, don't freaking do this to anybody? Don't just as a joke, put it in someone's drink. You could kill them.
Yeah. So don't do it. Court documents reveal that Craig reportedly used cyanide and tetrahydrazoline, a decongestant found in eye drops, to end his wife's life. The shocking revelation has not only devastated the local community, but also, of course, have attracted national media attention. According to the 18th Judicial District Attorney's Office, James Craig is charged with first-degree murder and tampering with physical evidence. He's currently being held on $10 million cash bond. Investigation documents expose a chilling timeline of events. In the days leading up to Angela's death, Craig allegedly purchased cyanide and arsenic, a potent poison. He's suspected of adding the lethal concoction into his wife's protein shake. So he mixed the two together? Is that cyanide and
arsenic? Well, yeah, you know, you put it in the Vitamix with a little couple ice cubes and, you know, a handful of spinach, and you've got a protein shake there.
It seems like just one would do the job, but he's like going full time on this. Craig reportedly used a public computer at his dental practice, Summerbrook Dental, to search for subjects such as how many grams of pure arsenic will kill a human, how to make poison.
He didn't have to do that. He could have just done the eye drops. Why did he do the arsenic?
Well, because it ended up getting his ass caught. So we're happy that he did it. Is arsenic detectable in autopsy? And how to make a murder look like a heart attack? If you're ever Googling these things in life and you've not yet committed your crime, it's time to just say stop and go, I got to reevaluate things here. Maybe I'm unhappy, and maybe finding happiness could involve not murdering someone. Ugh. The affidavit further claims that James Craig purchased the poison on Amazon.
Yes. What? I'm on Amazon right now. As you're talking, I'm going to look. Now my search is going to show this, but let me see if I can find arsenic.
Find some arsenic and cyanide. And as of our recording this, it's the Prime Day is just about up, so you might be able to get like a good deal.
Oh my God. So Prime Day only. Cyanide gas. There's a book about cyanide. Okay.
You can get it on Amazon?
I believe so, yes.
You can get anything on Amazon. Yeah.
Let the record show that I was doing research for the podcast. I'm not plotting to do something to anyone in my life.
So you better hope that your husband doesn't die in the next week of cyanide right? poisoning, because there may be some questions asked, and they're going to take a listen to this, and then I'm going to get questioned. Were you involved? Yep. Like, no, I'm in Arkansas. I just talk about horrible people.
right.
And Stacy just made the cut. She's going to be on the show in a whole different way now.
No kidding.
In March, Angela Craig was taken to the hospital due to severe headaches and dizziness. Her health condition deteriorated rapidly, leading to her being declared medically brain dead and taken off life support. The Aurora police began investigating her suspicious death, and upon discovering she was poisoned, arrested James Craig on suspicion of murder. Further insight in the case suggests a turbulent marriage marked by James Craig's infidelity. It's reported that Angela wanted to leave her husband, but he always convinced her to stay. While his wife was hospitalized, Craig allegedly met with a woman named Karen Kane. Oh, yes, this is the guy who wanted pity for his wife being hospitalized and brain dead, who flew his girlfriend in while... he's a good Mormon boy, isn't he? Which, by the way, they are Mormon. Exchanging,
really? Yeah,
yes. Exchanging intimate and sexually explicit emails with her. Kane, who had no knowledge of Craig's marital status, expressed great regret about her involvement with him in an exclusive interview with ABC News. That is out there now. Quite fascinating to watch if you want to check it out on ABC. Craig's financial situation also raised concerns. Detective Bobby Olson suggested money may have been another motive for Angela Craig's murder. The couple had life insurance policies worth $3.4 million, and Craig's dental practice, Summerbrook Dental, was reportedly struggling. I did read the other day that somebody else just took over the dental practice. Somebody bought it, and now they're practicing there. That's got to be a weird vibe.
I don't understand something. I'm not going to go into great detail, but my family is involved in dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very lucrative field.
Yeah.
So what the hell was he doing that it wasn't?
I never like, here's what I don't like about dentistry today. And I do like my dentist, but I don't like constantly being sold to when I'm at the dentist. I don't feel like you should be selling to people when it comes to anything medical, in terms of procedures and things like that, unless you are electively going to a cosmetic dental surgeon, or you're going to a cosmetic surgeon or someplace that does that sort of thing, and you're seeking it out. I don't like the, oh my gosh, you know, if we could do this, but if we don't do this, this could happen.
Well, then I'm telling you, you're going to the wrong practice, because I know 1, 2, 3, 4 dentists in my family, three in my family, and they will tell you, no, we can just watch this for a little bit, come back next year, and maybe we'll need to do something about it. But let's, you know, they take that conservative approach,
yeah.
Which is probably why they're popular and doing well.
But, I've had
they
some
don't push things on people.
I've had the one I have now does not do that, but the other ones that I've had in other years in other cities, I've had a couple of those in a row, and it was really off-putting. While you're like in this situation and like, oh, let me make some good financial decisions after I just, you know, inhaled all this gas.
Yeah.
And
well, that's so disappointing because those are the people that you trust to make good medical decisions for you.
But there are a lot of cosmetic options in that world, as opposed to like, if you're going in and getting your appendix out. There was no upsell when my appendix burst. There wasn't like, and by the way, if you make the decision right now, I know we got to get there because you're going to die if we don't get this out. If you make this decision today, we're going to give you an eyebrow lift. You know, it's like that wasn't part of the sell. It was just, we're going to try and make sure you don't die. And here's a stuffed animal for your daughter.
They didn't pull the if, you know, but wait, there's more.
No, they basically gave her a stuffed animal. And then we sung Ride Like the Wind from Michael McDonald and Sailing Guy.
Christopher Cross,
the whole way to the operating room, and people were looking at us like we were crazy, but me and Harper were singing, cause I've got such a long way to go. And she's like, such a long way to go. And then I had surgery and I survived, but that would have been a really shitty, like last memory.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Last thing I did was with dad was we sang Ride Like the Wind.
And he rode like the wind.
And all I got was this shitty koala bear. But she still has it today. And she brings, she's like, this is a special one to me. And I'm like, it should be. And I get it. I mean, if I was in that situation, yeah, whatever I was holding on to at the same time, if my parent were in that, I'd be like, yeah, you're in the club now of very close stuffed animals.
Absolutely.
You're right up there with bear and bunny now. The defense, however, painted a different picture, arguing that the couple's relationship was affectionate and the dental practice was profitable. They also raised the question of whether the poison was intended for Angela Craig or for James Craig himself, noting his previous suicide attempt. I think if you're putting poison in shit, you're probably pretty careful about who's getting it. The chilling case sheds light on the unseen struggles within seemingly perfect lives. As Craig awaits his trial, the public and the media will continue to watch with bated breath to see what happens here. I believe he has another hearing coming up towards the end of August. I'm just trying to find that here. But so we've now learned a lot more. Craig's arraignment, rather, is scheduled for August 29th. So we know more about what he did. And as many people that we learn about on this show doesn't quite understand Google. It's like everybody who commits these crimes, they go and Google it, thinking, oh, who's going to find this? Oh, I don't know. Anyone who's going to look at your computers of any place you've been right after.
Law enforcement?
Yeah. In your office, just because it was the community computer, I bet he thought in his mind, I can push it off as some random, some random patient was searching for that. Oh, searching for the exact way that your wife was murdered. That's
just a little too coincidental there. A
little bit too coincidental. So, yeah, the lesson learned here for all would-be murderers, delete your browsing history.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.